Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Wins.
I'm Bridget Quinn, and here are today's top local stories. Well, we told you yesterday about visitors being allowed back in Times Square on New Year's Eve, and just moments ago, we got more details. Tom Harris with the Times Square Alliance spoke and talked about the requirements to attend the event.
We will require spectators five and older who are eligible to be fully vaccinated. If you are unable to get vaccinated because of a disability, we will require proof of a negative PCR test within 72 hours. Those under five must be accompanied by a vaccinated adult, and anyone unable to be vaccinated must wear a mask if able to do so.
Well, last year, you might remember, there were no spectators, just VIPs and performers in a mostly virtual celebration, but the party is back this year. New York City is one step closer to making outdoor dining a permanent part of our urban landscape. The City Planning Commission has voted in favor of the plan. So, are we happy about this? It depends whom you ask. We spoke live on 1010 Winds Newsline to West Village resident Stu Waldman. He's not happy.
Noise is the biggest one for me because my windows are right over the shed, and it's extremely loud till 1 in the morning. It's like having a party every night till 1 in the morning right outside your house.
Well, we also spoke live on Newsline with Domenico Sacramone, the owner of Sack's Place in Astoria, Queens, who said he tries to be a good neighbor.
I've always been aware of the residents, and I try to keep the noise down, especially after 10 p.m., not playing loud music, just have the customers dining and having a good time and enjoying.
Yesterday's vote is not the last word. The full city council now needs to vote, and the DOT needs to come up with final plans for a permanent program. The search is on this morning for a suspect who threatened to burn down a kosher bagel shop in Queens. Here's 1010 Winds reporter Darius Radzius.
NYPD's hate crimes unit is searching for a man who made this threat to Kevin Vasquez, who works here at Bagels & Company.
Come and he saw the flats, and he started to say, if we don't close the store, we don't take out the flats, he's going to blow up the store.
He says the man walked into the shop last week demanding that his boss take down the Israeli flags that are flying on the roof. Vasquez says the man was also holding up his phone.
He started to talk, and he record himself. I don't know for what reason.
The bagel shop surveillance cameras also caught the man inside. Basco says he and his co-workers are not worried after police promised increased patrols.
They say they're going to be around here.
Darius Ranzi's 1010 Winds in Fresh Meadows, Queens.
And the NYPD has now identified a woman whose decomposed body was found in an apartment in the Bronx. 29-year-old Ashley DeSeal's body was one of two found in an apartment in the Fordham Heights neighborhood. Her death ruled a homicide. Authorities did a wellness check after calls about an odor coming out of that apartment. They found her body as well as an unresponsive man. He has not yet been identified. Investigators think the pair might have died weeks ago. To politics now, and another Democrat throwing their hat in the ring in what's becoming a pretty crowded governor's race next year. Public advocate Jumaane Williams rolling out his campaign announcement today.
Right now, our state needs to move forward. From a pandemic, from an era of scandal, and from old ways of governing that have failed so many for so long.
The 45-year-old will face Governor Kathy Hochul and Attorney General Letitia James. Williams says he offers a longstanding record of speaking out against the status quo. He was a longtime critic, he says, of former Governor Andrew Cuomo, even when it was politically inconvenient. Here's hoping it's a little bit less breezy and a little bit warmer a week from Thursday, one of the city's more beloved events set to return, the Thanksgiving Day Parade. 1010 Windsor Porter Samantha Liebman was the lucky reporter today who got to check out some of those floats. She joins us live. Sam?
Yeah, and I love covering this event because those floats are just amazing. Several stories tall. There's 6 new floats this year, and all of them handmade. Executive producer Will Cost tells us about some of them.
So we've got a Louisiana Gator. Louisiana Gator here. We've got a Disney cruise ship. We've got a massive peacock that's been hand sculpted from bottom to top.
Now, that peacock covered in purple and green glitter, and will feature Sarah Bareilles and Renee Elise Goldsberry of Hamilton. There's an alligator as well that has a riverboat feel with a paddle wheel, and John Batiste will be on that float. 2 other boat floats in this parade, including a Heinz gravy boat, a pirate ship, actually, trying to pour gravy on Thanksgiving meal elements that are separate balloonical floats. I love that idea. I think it's just so cute. Usually they have tours for school-age children, but of course, because of COVID, they aren't this year. So we couldn't get those kids' reactions because it's so wonderful to see their faces light up when they see these things. And as you know, that they start planning this a year ahead of time because so much work goes into these floats. The parade going to be back to full force, of course, this year after limited spectators last year. But with new safety precautions, every spectator will have to be masked and vaccinated as well. Samantha Liebman, 1010 Winds, live in Moonaki, New Jersey.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
Vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.